And guess what? It's time now for what we call our community connection bonus, and we have with us here candidate for sheriff Jeff Fessler. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got the sheriff's forum coming up tonight with Phillip 66 and the Washington County Republicans, and it's a Republican Party, and so you're getting kind of, you know, lights, camera action all over the place today.
Yes, today seems to be campaign day.
So what do we got going on here for the folks who have never met Jeff Fessler? Who is Jeff?
Well, I'm a 25-plus year public servant. I got 18 years in law enforcement, mm-hmm. 11 of which were full-time with Washington County Sheriff's Office, and about 5 years as a reserve.
As a reserve. And you've done just a lot of different things in a lot of different capacities, but you're also a businessman, and you've been doing that for a while, too.
Yes, sir. I bought Pepper Fence Company about uh-huh. 7 years ago, and I've operated it with successful results mm-hmm. over the last 7 years. Garnering Best of Bartlesville for the last 7 years.
Well, that's great. That worked well. So that means that you have not only law enforcement, but you have administrative and professional experience, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this is your first time out doing the political thing. How you like it so far?
I don't like the politics in the politics. I just rather just do my job.
Do the job, indeed. Now, what made you, what called you to run for sheriff? Has this been an ambition for a long time, or was it something that has been coming on just a little bit at a time?
Well, my passion has always been law enforcement, mm-hmm. or been rather helping people. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the law enforcement aspect of it. And just through personal experience and issues that were brought to me by other citizens, knowing that I had previously worked at the sheriff's office, some gripes and complaints and issues that they had, mm-hmm. I decided that I'd just throw my name in the hat and take the department in a different direction. I'd like to restore it to its former glory, where the deputies came out and had a service-minded mentality, and they go above and beyond to help people and do it with the right attitude, mm-hmm. not a condescending tone or a superior attitude or anything like that.
Mm, indeed. So you want to make a philosophical or a change attitudinal at the sheriff's office?
Yes, sir. And I think that can be done through increased proper training and mentorship.
Mentorship, and yeah.
Teaching these young kids that we get coming in the proper way to interact with people, give them de-escalation skills, and teach them how to interact with people, because how they interact in the jail is exactly how they're going to interact when they move out into the field.
Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is training and keeping people sharp pretty regular.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's going to be something that I think that there's been a call for that nationwide to make sure that officers are trained on the best techniques available, best practices.
Exactly. So, here in Bartlesville, we've been blessed with good community relations. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say insulated against what's going on throughout the nation, but we've been, we've had a good relationship with the community, and mm-hmm. that's helped out. And I want to foster that, and I want to open it up to be even more so. Mm-hmm. Better dialogue between the citizens and the sheriff's office.
All right. So now with your years of experience in law enforcement and in business and taking a new attitude forward, how's the response been when you bring your message out to folks that you run into on the street? I know that you probably got little scuff marks on your knuckles from knocking on doors, maybe some orange shoe leather.
I've been getting a good response.
Uh-huh.
I tell people I'm bringing a different perspective through my experience with the law enforcement, the fire service, and as a citizen mm-hmm. and small business owner. I'm bringing a little different perspective to the department, and people have been very responsive.
Very good. So this whole political aspect, I guess, the getting to know, it pays off that you've been in the community just a little bit more than a minute.
Yes, sir. I've grown up here in Washington County and, mm-hmm. Went to Bartlesville schools and then, worked with the county and uh-huh. lots of different areas throughout the county.
When it comes to, you mentioned the deputies going above and beyond. A lot of folks would consider that to be what they call community policing. And do you find that that fosters more a lot of positives as far as the way people would relate or even have a preconception of an officer?
Well, the whole premise behind community policing is building a relationship with the citizens.
Building a bridge.
And when you're out there driving around, you see Farmer Joe sitting in his pasture, you know, mowing or whatever, or cutting wood. You just stop and visit with them. When you're driving through town and you see someone out on the front porch, just stop and visit with them and build that personal relationship so that they can get to see you as a person, mm-hmm. and not just a uniform. And you're not just out, you know, beating down doors, harassing people. You're there to serve the citizens. And it lets them have an opportunity to voice concerns and observations from the citizens' aspect to the deputies. You can glean a lot of information from that way.
Very good. Also, we've got a lot of smaller communities. Bartlesville is not the only town in Washington County. And, you know, Dewey's a pretty good-sized burg. But you got Copan, and you have, you know, the Oglesby, Vera, and all that, communities to the south of us here, Ocholata. When it comes to mutual aid, how do you see the county helping out and assisting, not just on special occasions, but more on the regular?
Well, you know, the rural communities, Vera, Ocholata, Ramona, Oglesby, uh-huh. and Copan, they rely upon the sheriff's office for, you know, law enforcement.
Some aspects. Don't have.
You know, Ramona's about the only one in the rural community that has does. Their own department.
Yeah.
Bartlesville and Dewey have theirs. Mm-hmm. So they have their own primary response. But even with Ramona, we assist them quite a bit. And so the smaller communities rely upon the sheriff's department to actually be their police force.
Very good.
So getting out and interacting with them and having a good rapport with them is paramount.
Yeah, so you have to have those relationship. You have to have those doors open. And when it comes to another thing that has been, I guess, been placed on officers these days, some folks seem to think that maybe our officers need to be trained up a little bit more on psychology or on different ways, like you mentioned, de-escalating situations. There are some standing partnerships. How would you like to pursue other partnerships or perhaps enhance the ones we have with mental health officials?
Well, the mental health crisis in the United States is increasing. Mm-hmm. And as law enforcement officers, we need to be cognizant of that this issue or this person might be having an episode, mm-hmm. and be able to recognize it. And you get that through training to identify those mm-hmm. those keys, mm-hmm. you know, triggers and symptoms of an episode, a mental breakdown or whatever you want to call it. But we need to identify those so that we can adequately address the issue and find them some resources. Mm-hmm. I know Grand Lake Mental Health, we've partnered with them, and they've given, you know, laptops or iPads, mm-hmm. that the deputies can carry around in the cars. And we just need to make sure that the deputies are actually carrying those and keeping them charged. Mm-hmm. After visiting with some people at Grand Lake Mental Health, there's been several issues where patrols have rolled up and dropped someone off and not utilized that iPad. Well, it wasn't charged, or I didn't have it with me. You know, those are some issues that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to work with Grand Lake Mental Health and see if there's anything further that we can do to help get these people the resources that they need.
We're talking with Jeff Esler, and he's running for sheriff up against the incumbent, Scott Owen. That's coming up on August 25th, the runoff election. We've talked that this is your first go-around. What were you like on election night the first time around when, 20 guys were running for, four.
Yeah,
four guys were running for sheriff.
There were quite a few of us running. There was four of us that put our name in the hat. And I was anxious, but I wasn't sweating. After visiting with multiple people, I was hoping that I would make that first cut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that any one of us were going to get the 51% or 50.1% to win the election. So I kind of banked on it going into a runoff election. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll probably be a little more anxious this go around than last, because there's a little more on the table.
You know, for a non-political guy, you know, I can only imagine what you went through and what all the candidates went through on that. It's like, gosh, there's really nothing you can do about that until wait till they get counted.
That's right. You got to just sit there and wait for the ballots to be counted.
Now, I'm going to give you the stump here. So what message do you want to get out to the people today who haven't made up their mind as to who they're going to vote for sheriff in the runoff on the 25th?
I would like people to know that there's a lot of issues going on within a department that the average citizens are not aware about or aware of, and that change is needed. And I hope to be that change. I will serve this county with honor and integrity. I'd like to promote more transparency. The undersheriff and I, unfortunately I can't disclose his identity at this time because of his current employment. He can't be affiliated with the runoff race, but he's going to bring a lot to the table. He's very well respected within Washington County. He's got a 20-plus year veteran of law enforcement, and he's dealt with a $7.3 million budget. So he's going to bring a lot to the table. He's very, you know, mild mannered, and I think he'll be an asset to the leadership team within the department. And together, we can make a lot of great changes.
Talking with Jeff Esler, and he's one of the two candidates in the runoff election for sheriff of Washington County coming up on August 25th. Where's the viewing party? Where are you going to be situated? Where's headquarters for that night?
We've got to set up with Painted Horse Saloon and Grill, or Painted Horse Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be up on the second level, on the second floor. We'll be having a watch party there.
Very good. Well, we want to know where to find everybody, you know, on election night. That's the reason why we ask these questions. Not like we're trying to horn in and say, hey, you know, Dave, what you got on the snack table? Yeah. You know, it's not one of those deals. Very professional. It is at 9:46, and Jeff Esler is our guest, and he is running for sheriff against Scott Owen. Now, tonight, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to watch on K1TV.com, and you can listen right here at AM 1400 FM 93.3. It is going to be our virtual sheriff's forum, and we're thinking it probably last about a half hour roughly, and it's brought to you by Phillips 66 and the Republican Party of Washington County, and we'll have both gentlemen right there at City Hall, just a minimal amount of people inside. I think it's only going to be family because we want everybody to be safe and everything. So this will be carried both visually at K1TV.com and on the radio. And you'll get to know both of our candidates. You get to put a face with the voices you've been hearing here lately.
Yes, sir.
And it'll be an interesting thing. You can hear from both candidates, their vision for the future of that office. And Jeff, I want to wish you the best of luck, and I want to thank you very much for your patience in getting here. And Jeff was 15 minutes early. I like that. I come from that old school. If I'm not 15 minutes early, I'm late.
That's right.
So, anyway, we got the ball rolling here, and of course, election is on the 25th. Folks got to get that done. I think you got till 5 o'clock Tuesday to get the, you know, all that mail-in stuff done. So
yeah, the mail-in's got to be in by the 25th, and then polls close at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting is Thursday and Friday at the courthouse.
Got that memorized?
Yes, sir.
You can't go knocking on a door when they say, "Well, when can I vote?" You know, you got to know what's going on. You got to have that thing going. So that's burnt right in. Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All righty, folks, and you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1. The one you try.